With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Utah's Republican governor has apologized for sending a campaign email with a photo from Arlington National Cemetery. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Governor Spencer sent a campaign email that included a photo of him and Donald Trump at Arlington National Cemetery during a wreath-laying ceremony. Federal law prohibits campaign or election-related activities within Army National Military Cemeteries. Cox's campaign apologized for using the photo and politicizing the graveside ceremony. The governor said the email did not go through the proper channels and should not have been sent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump is campaigning in Michigan and Wisconsin as his campaign efforts in a battleground states ramp up heading into the Labor Day turn toward the fall election. His visit Thursday to Michigan will be his third in the past 7 days. U.S. intelligence is sharing more details about this month's foiled terrorist plot to attack a Taylor Swift concert in Vienna, Austria. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
While addressing this week's annual Intelligence and National Security Summit in Maryland, CIA Deputy Director David Cohen said the suspects who were planning to attack Taylor Swift's Eras tour in Vienna earlier this month wanted to kill tens of thousands of fans. The CIA discovered intelligence and disrupted the plot, leading to arrests by law enforcement in Austria. Cohen said the suspects were quite advanced in their plot, but after intelligence about what he calls this ISIS-connected group, the Austrians were able to make those arrests. I'm Donna Warder.
On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 243 points, the NASDAQ dropped 39, the S&P 500 down a fraction. This is SRN News. Doctors in the United Kingdom take a stand.
A growing number of them are quitting the British Medical Association over its continued support for sex change operations on children and the use of puberty-blocking drugs. BMA leaders have decided to reject the CAS review, a wide-ranging study released earlier this year by British medical researchers that found that helping youngsters live as the opposite sex produces no measurable improvement in their mental health and, in fact, causes harm. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge extended a temporary order allowing a boy to play soccer for his New Hampshire high school girls team. District Court's Chief Judge Landia McCafferty wants more time to consider arguments for a longer-term order and a possible trial. The families of two boys filed a lawsuit this month seeking to overturn the state's ban on males competing against females in school sports. The judge extended her order for another 2 weeks. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Commerce Department says the economy grew last quarter at a 3% annual pace. Authorities say it was fueled by strong consumer spending and business investment. Labor Department says the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits last week fell slightly, down by 2,000 to 231,000. Average rate on a 30-year mortgage eased for the second week in a row. Good news for home buyers. Freddie Mac says the rate fell to 6.35%, down from 6.46%. A year ago, it was 7.18%. Wall Street today, mixed trading for the day. The Dow was up 243 points. S&P was off a fraction. NASDAQ down 39. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.